We used to get the construction workers would give us wood because they didn't want to, you know, they had to clean up after themselves, you know, a bunch of dumb little kids.
They're building houses,
yeah,
right?
So yeah, the houses that are all along back in there by Moore Park in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. that I don't think it's called Thompson Park or Thompson Heights or something. They were building that, and so we'd go over there and get wood, you know, and those guys thought, great, we'll let these dumb kids clean up after us, that's fine. And also, one of the guys' dads worked someplace, and he would get barrels, you know, 50-gallon drums or 30-gallon drums. And so we'd nail the boards to the drums, take them down to behind, we'd put them on our, like a wagon, and roll down the creek as far as we could. Mm-hmm. But we'd pick up the creek at Northdale and Yellowstone Boulevard or mm-hmm. whatever it is there. There was a Little Bighorn Company. It used to be on the corner there. And they sold, like, gas and, you know, LP and stuff. They were right there. And we put the raft in because we could lock our bikes or tie them to a tree. We didn't have to lock them back then. Just tie them to a tree. Put the raft in, and we'd float down the creek. It was before the freeway was there. But we'd float all the way down that Coon Creek area all the way to the by the clay hole. And then sometimes take it down to the river the rest of the way. And just, you know, three of us that would sit out there on the raft and float down there, you know. We'd go fishing off there. That's where I learned to swim, was in the creek. And that must have been, it had to be right around 1965, 66, because I was 8, 9, 10 years old uh-huh. when we were doing that. Yeah, just building the rafts. And then we'd let the raft go when we got down to the river because of the dam, you know, the water was moving pretty quick, and, you know, nailing a board to a 50-gallon drum is not exactly a good idea. And so the river was a little rough, but it would tear the thing apart. So there's, I'm sure the guys at the dam down on the other end or at the locks down there were trying to figure out, where are all these barrels coming from? You know, because the guy, we'd have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them a week that we'd let go if we were, you know, in the summertime. Because we'd float down there every day of the week. We'd have to have new barrels. Yeah, Dad, bring more barrels home. I don't remember where the barrels actually would come from, or if we got them from the construction guys or, you know.